We're just talking about the importance of play for adults. Kids, obviously, but for adults too, it brings true joy to life. And we thought we would bring in our sports psychologist to talk about this subject. Let's welcome from the University of Texas at Dallas, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Hey, good so morning, excited. Craig. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. There it is. Ceremonial sip of coffee.
It's a long sip. That's some good coffee.
I swallowed it. The whole thing.
What else are you going to do with coffee?
It's exactly right. This feels so good in my mouth. It's black.
How's everything at UTD these days?
It's going wonderfully.
Class is going well?
Classes are full. People just love learning about psychology. Mm-hmm. They love it so much.
Well, what do you think of our topic, the importance of play for adults?
I'm so glad that you brought it up, because the importance of play. We must talk about the importance of play. Because we as men forget about the pure joy and sense of discovery we got from just getting on the floor and rolling around. And playing rough and tumble with other boys. Uh-huh. Remember how freeing that was?
Sure.
Or
going shirtless and playing in the creek. Maybe you and a friend daring each other to go skinny dipping in his parents' pool while they were asleep and the water was so cold you had to hold on to each other for warmth.
I don't remember.
And I
never
didn't
did
get
that.
Home until 10 a.m. the next day. You know, we all have had that experience. We all remember the great moments of our childhood.
The great what?
Moments.
What?
Moments. Times.
Moments.
Periods of time.
Oh.
Periods of time. Moments.
Moments.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We all remember those late night sleepovers, practicing kissing with our best buddies so we'd be good when we finally got girlfriends.
Huh.
An interesting childhood.
All of us did that.
Yes, that's right. That's why. And we need to rediscover that as men. You know, because so much of our life is just working and working and working and not playing.
All about working.
What?
All about working, like you said.
I can barely understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
It's working. It's all about work,
working.
No play.
Yes, working. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yes.
Yeah, but you said it weird. You said it like working.
Oh, okay.
They said working.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've got a stack of books here.
Oh, yes.
Another stack of books.
Some of these written by ticket personalities. Look at this one is great. Here's a ticket personality who's written a book about his childhood play.
About his childhood play.
Yes. It's called Scoreless Tetherball with the Slow Kid Down the Street by George Jub Jub Dunham.
What?
I can see how that was like
a pointless
endeavor.
Writing that.
Scoreless Tetherball.
You took advantage of the slow kid?
No.
And I this didn't. One's called My Greatest Pleasure, Cycling Without a Seat by Craig Miller.
Oh, look at that.
You've done some illustrations.
Look at that illustration.
Look at that
yeah.
seat. I don't
okay.
know what that looks like. The seat looks like it's made of a cucumber.
I have not authorized
that
story
is.
To be told. You okay?
Yes, I'm laughing. You were laughing. I can laugh.
Yeah, we can all laugh.
Yeah, we can all laugh.
I'm tittering. Then we have this one. This is called I've Never Found Anyone Who Would Ever Play With Me by Mike Fernandez. Oh, that's a sad story. And then, of course, some written by famous athletes as they reflect on their childhood. This is Tony Romo reflecting on his childhood in the new book, Sandlot Interceptions.
Oh no.
Critical Time.
Even as a child.
Even as a child, he experienced that. He saw a pattern that later repeated itself. I'm tittering again.
Oh, you are in a good mood today.
Boy, like a horse.
I guess you're in such a good mood because of the news.
What news?
Well, we heard through a mutual friend that you were getting gay married.
I've been gay married for a long time, bitch!
Oh, God.
But Dr. Maxwell, come
Every
back. I'm
time
sorry.
You do that to
God,
him.
I'm so sorry.
So mad.
I just was off on my timeline.
Stop doing that to him.